The primary election is over, but some races are just heating up. Reporter Christina Favuzzi has this recap of those seats facing a runoff in November.
A new round of campaigning is just beginning for three local races following Tuesday's results. Longtime incumbent and Democrat Lois Kapp secured her spot in the race for 24th Congressional District.
I'm very deeply honored by the support of my fellow Central Coast citizens. I'm so proud of our strong grassroots campaign. And in anticipation, I'm congratulating my opponent and looking forward to the campaign that we're going to be running in the fall.
Her opponent is Republican Chris Mitchum. He defeated the four other members of the GOP running in the primary.
I have heard from Justin Fried. He called me last night. I also heard from Dr. Allen. Both of them pledged their support and help in any way they can possibly help my campaign. And we are unifying to become one strong party to get Lois Kapp out of office.
In San Luis Obispo County, the race for 4th District Supervisor remains undecided. Incumbent Karen Ray won 42% of the votes. She will face challenger Lynn Compton in the fall, who bested her with 46%.
I went up against an incumbent, and that's very difficult to do. I was relatively unknown, so I'm very proud of the fact that, you know, in a short amount of time, we came out ahead.
The seat for San Luis Obispo County Clerk is now between Tommy Gong and Amanda King. Both currently work in the clerk's office. Gong is second in command as assistant, and King is a deputy. The winner of November's election will replace Julie Rodewald, who has held the position for 20 years. Christina Favuzzi, KCBX News.
And Supervisor Ray returned our request for a comment too late to be added to this piece, but said she was excited about yesterday's outcome and is looking forward to a positive campaign, in her words, heading into November.